Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Ruthie C. This hour is presented by Kima Ream, who's responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I ain't got a high-powered motor. I don't own a wakeboard. I got a 1970 Morton guitar and an outdoor carpet dance floor. I got burgers on the grill and beer on ice, and I'll probably be seeing you soon. I ain't making no waves, ain't starting no fights, just cruising in my pontoon. All I need is me and my girl.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Ruthie C. It is time for Boat Smart, and I am joined by Stefan Schmidt this morning. Good morning, Stefan.
Good morning, and good morning, Pensacola. It looks like it's going to be a great weekend for boating, although we do have a little system that may work its way back up here. I'm about over that stuff already, and I tell you, so get out there and get some boating done this weekend and enjoy the nice weather that we have right now. So you are listening to Boat Smart. Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. I'm more than happy to answer any boating questions that you may have or questions about my program over at Georgetown Technical College as well. I'll be happy to answer those questions for you. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the phone at 850-492-0487. That's 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center, special discounting prices on all Yamaha and Mercury products. Key Marine specializes in service and repair of MerCruiser, Mercury, and Yamaha products. They have trained technicians that can provide top-notch product service and repair. You can also check them out on Facebook. They run their specials on their Facebook page as well. So check them out. They do consignment sales. They do mobile marine repair. They just take care of any of your boating needs that you may have. They also do trailer repairs out there at Key Marine, so check them out. Their lobby is closed right now. They are still assisting customers curbside, so it's a safe environment for you to go by and talk to them at Key Marine. They're more than happy to help you out. I am the marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. You can catch them on the web at georgestonecollege.edu. Call them at 850-941-6200. Although I recommend going to the website and checking out the chat feature. That's one great way to get in contact with Georgetown, and they can answer your questions from the chat feature on our website. You can register now for class. We have open enrollment, so registration is open all the time. So I had three new students that started this week, so that was exciting on Monday. And that always makes for a busy, busy week for me when I have new students start trying to get them lined up with what we do at Georgetown in my Marine Service class over there. And I tell you, it's good to have new students come in, and it's also I have a waiting list right now, so we are trying to get them trained up and working on that and still playing catch up from all the stuff that's been going on, but we're making it happen over at Georgetown. I had a student this morning that dropped off an application at a local place that I'm going to talk about here in just a minute. So we have some exciting things going on over at Georgetown Technical College in the Marine Service class. They do have scholarships available. You must pre-qualify for those. VA and Pell Grants are also available. So check them out on the website. Go by and talk to them. Come by and talk to me. I'm more than happy to do that as well. So we just love to see and talk to people over at Georgetown and tell them what we do for you and how we can help you. So stop by and see us or check us out on that website as well. So I think last week we did a rerun for my show because I happened to be out of town. And the reason I went out of town was, do you remember why, Ruthie, I went out of town?
You were headed to Disney World, but more to go pick up that Mercury engine that was donated.
Right, exactly. I went to Disney World and I actually stayed on the Disney World property and went down there on Thursday and was watching what these storms were going to do. And I left early Thursday morning and headed down to Disney and stayed the night Thursday night and went to Disney, the main property of Disney, on Friday morning, and I met with a gentleman down there. His name was James Gant. He is with Mercury Marine and actually works on that property. And we picked up six 9.9 Mercurys from them that they use, 2018 model Mercurys, and And we picked them up, or I say we, I me, I picked them up and I brought them back to Pensacola, and I already have those motors set up in stands, and I'm working on some training methods for those motors already. And I'm excited about that. And it just helps us so much when we're able to get these donations from Mercury to give us these motors that we're going to definitely use in our classroom. And I'm working on curriculum for those right now. So it's very exciting. But I do want to talk to my listeners and to people that are thinking about getting into the marine industry possibly, that my trip consisted of, I thought, was going to go down there, pick up some motors, and head back to Pensacola. And when I got there, I found out that my trip consisted of some other things. And that was to make connections in the marine industry and to see what the marine industry has to offer as far as opportunities to not only my students, but just people in the industry all around. Mr. Gant was very gracious and gave me a tour of the facility there. And I was able to go inside and see what they did inside that facility. And what I found out was amazing. Okay, we went inside the facility. We were talking for a long time. And him and I have the same thoughts on things. You give people opportunities and allow people to grow in a career field. And that's what we talk about, a career versus a job. And we talk about opportunities available to not only my students, but other people in the marine industry. So I was amazed at the actual footprint that Mercury Marine has at Disney World. They have a facility there, a shop area, and they have another shop area on the other part of the property. And they service over 300 Mercury engines and boats down in Disney World. So what that means is they have a facility there that not only do they perform maintenance, but they hire people from industry to work at that facility. So it's basically, it's a shop in the middle of Disney World, and they have opportunities to work on motors and rig boats and just do some cool stuff that I was able to see while I was there. We went to the shop and we looked in the shop area, and we walked out on the back area where there was some water, a lake area, and they have a dock area and a workshop there as well. And I was talking to Mr. Gant about the lake, and I wanted to know how big it was. So I'm asking a lot of questions and things like that. And he says to me, he says, if you have the time, we can go for a boat ride and check this place out. And I said, I would love to do that. So I had an opportunity to get out in a little Boston Whaler with a Mercury motor on the back of it. And we headed across the lake and went over to Magic Kingdom of all places. And I got to see the castle. It was very exciting to me.
Oh, cool.
Last time I was down in Disney was 1981, right? So, you know, so that was very cool. But I was just amazed at what they do there and what Mercury does at Disney. They actually service boats all over that property, and they make trips either by water or by vehicle to different areas and that type of stuff. So it was a great opportunity to see what they do, but it's also a great opportunity to come back to Pensacola and talk to my students about opportunities that are available in the marine industry, not just at dealerships or at independent places here in Pensacola or in our surrounding areas, but all over the country and basically all over the world, if you look at it that way. But for sure, all over the country, down in South Florida, Disney and the things that they do there, it was just amazing to me. And that I've seen all that and what they do at that location. So I do want to thank Mr. Gant and Mercury Marine for allowing me to make that tour and for the engines that they have given us. And I want them also to know that those motors don't sit in our shop covered up with dust. We already got those motors mounted up on some stands, and I've been working on curriculum all week to try to figure out how I want to train on those motors. And it just gives my students so many great opportunities to learn, because we're going to put our hands on those motors and run them and work on them and just see what they're all about. And my students are very excited about that as well.
That is so cool. That's one thing I never thought about going to Disney, and I'm a huge Disney fan, but there are tons of opportunities, I would imagine, for working on those type of engines. They have the boats and the ferries and all kinds of stuff. I never would have looked at it from that perspective. I think that's such a neat, like, behind the scenes that you got to do there, Stefan.
Yeah, and it's pretty neat because, you know, when you're driving and you're coming back and you're in your truck and you're thinking you got, you know, 600 miles ahead of you, whatever it was, coming back, I was thinking about that trip and the opportunities that are available. And I basically come up with two words, and the words that I came up with was goals. And the other word I came up with was opportunities. And I started thinking about the goals of my students. What are their goals and what direction do they want to go? And then I thought about the opportunities that are out there that are available to my students to work toward those goals and the careers that they can get in the industry. And Mr. Gant and I were talking about opportunities that are available, and Mercury Marine may have opportunities for people that are working under Mr. Gant because they may want somebody that's working there as a technician to move up into in the Mercury Marine area. Maybe they want somebody working at a different location or something like that. So you always have to be ready for opportunity, and you always have to continue to educate yourself and to continue to learn and to always be ready for opportunities that may be available. And what else I took away from that a little bit was that the technicians, the people that work for Mercury Marine there at Disney, I wouldn't say it's a totally 100% difference or anything like that, but there is a bit of a difference between I want to say the way you carry yourself at Disney versus out in the industry working for a dealership and stuff. And I think that should actually bleed off into those areas. And I talk to my students about this a lot, but when you're at Disney, you have to be in front of people on a constant basis. You're basically part of the show, but you're there as a show in a way. You people are looking, right? So when we were driving around on the boat, riding around in the boat, I was amazed at the people that were waving at us and saying hello and that kind of thing as we passed different boats and different marinas and different hotels, and everybody was waving, and they all seemed to be happy. Of course, I can understand why, because they're at Disney, but even the employees and the customers and all that stuff, people were waving. So you're always in the view or in the eye of so many different people down there that's a big deal to them. The presentation of you as a person and how you are when you're in the field and working on motors down there and stuff like that is very important. And I think that should carry through no matter where you work at. And I hope you agree with me on that.
Oh, absolutely. And I would imagine that, I know in Disney, a lot of people, even if they're working the concession stands and stuff like that, I think they still refer to them as cast members, and that they are, you're totally right, they're on stage almost at any given moment. And it really does, you know, push you to escalate that professionalism. I love your point that you don't have to work at Disney for that to just be how you present yourself and how you carry yourself. I think that's probably a really great example where everybody does it all the time. And so good to bring that back to your students.
Exactly. And I talk about that all the time. It's nothing new for me. And I just tell you, I do talk about that all the time, how you present yourself and the way you dress and the way you talk. And all that has so much to do with the opportunities that are available in front of you. So again, I was excited about that trip. So it's been a very, very interesting few weeks for me and for my students, and the opportunities that we have available and the connections that we make all across the state of Florida and South Alabama. I do that continuously, and I do that for my students. I go out and meet new people. I'll tell you something else that I did this week, and this is very exciting as well. I was able to go to a boat manufacturer here in Pensacola, and a lot of people probably don't even know that this boat manufacturer is here in Pensacola. And I went over to Blazer Boats on Tuesday morning. I met with a gentleman over there named John Russell. He is in charge of that facility. And I went over there to meet him and take a tour of Blazer Boats and to talk about, again, opportunities for my students to go to work in industry, to have a career in the marine industry. So I spent about an hour or so with Mr. Russell walking around the plant talking about opportunities for my students here locally in Pensacola. And that's a great place that is full of opportunities, not only in just you know, fiberglass or anything like that, but it expands from that rigging, electrical systems, and so many different things. And we talked about putting students there, not only in a full-time position, but he said he would work with me to put students in there in a part-time position, allowing them to work at Blazer Boats and then come to school during the afternoons and continue their education over at Georgetown. So that's a great opportunity also that's available for my students. So this week has been full of opportunities for careers in the marine industry. So I'm very excited about that and the connections that we're making.
Oh, it sounds like it. It sounds like you've been all over the state and behind the scenes at Disney and here, right here in Pensacola. I did not know that we had that manufacturer here. That's really interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of boat manufacturers in this area. A few of them anyway. I'm not going to go through the list, but there's a few of them around. So if you check them out, you'll find them in the Pensacola and surrounding areas. So there are boat manufacturers in this area, and I understand there's some new boat manufacturers coming in as well. And I'm excited about that. So the marine industry is wide open. There's so much potential that we have, so much that we are able to provide for our students. So that's very exciting as well. So we are excited. We are excited about what's going on. This is a call-in show. If you happen to want to call, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I'm more than happy to answer any questions you may have about the Marine Service class over at Georgetown, or possibly something you got going on with your boat or something like that. I'm more than happy to answer that question. 850-437-1620. You can also text that as well. So I do want to talk about what Key Marine is doing. They're doing their end of the year special, and I want to talk about that a little bit. And I'm going to go over. They sent me a flyer this morning, and this is a great opportunity if you are looking for some repairs on your boat. Maybe you're looking to do that repower and you want to save some money. Right now is a great time to do that. And this promotion starts today, 11-6-2020, that is today. And it goes on until the end of January of 2021. So it's a great time to get your boat serviced over at Key Marine. They are offering 25% discount off of labor from today all the way until January 31st of 2021. It's a great time to get annual maintenance, repower, or even a restoration project done. This promotion is valid to all customers, so tell your friends. There is no limit to how many times you can bring your boat in, or if you have multiple boats, it will count towards that on all of them. So this is great. An extra bonus to this, if you can take advantage of this promotion they have, a 25% discount, you will continue to get a 10% discount after the promotion ends on any labor costs that you have all the way through 2021. So this is a great opportunity to take advantage of some money-saving stuff that Key Marine has going on over there, giving you some labor discounts from now until January 31 of 2021. So that is very exciting to see that happening over there at Key Marine. So check them out. They told me they'll continue to add to that, and they will let me know on a weekly basis what they have going on with their specials. So check them out. Key Marine is located out on 5621 Bower Road. You can contact them at 850-492-0487 as well. So yeah, it's been a busy, busy week. I did say that I had three new students start this week, and that's very exciting for me to have three students start. We do have a waiting list still, and I have students contacting me all the time, or potential students contacting me all the time, ask me about our waiting list as well. The marine industry is as strong as I've ever seen it. People are looking to hire. I have job opportunities up in North Alabama. If anybody's interested in that, they can contact me on that as well. I've got people all over Alabama looking for employees in Florida, just different places all around the Southeast that are looking for technicians to go to work. And I think it's due to many things. One thing that it's due to is the fact that so many people that are my age or so are getting older than me, or getting out of the industry because they're retiring and that kind of stuff. And we haven't had a lot of younger people coming into the industry. So that plays a big factor. And of course, the marine industry is very busy right now. And it's just people are vacationing at home, which I've talked about for a long, long time. That's happening as well. And so they're busy, and so that's another reason why the marine industry is so strong. So if you're interested in a career in the marine industry, make sure you contact me over at Georgetown Technical College and check us out on that website at georgetowncollege.edu. So that's very exciting for us to have this opportunity to get more students into our class. We are still strong, doing well in our classroom area. My three new students this week, it's been basically a orientation week for them. I spend about the first day going over orientation with my new students so they understand. It gives them a heads up on how we run our classroom and how I expect them to fill out paperwork and how I expect them to turn in assignments and that kind of thing. So I spend a lot of time right up front, about 2 days really, a day and a half to 2 days, just going over how my class runs and how we work together as far as putting in paperwork and stuff like that and making sure that they document things. So we spend a little time on that. So those new students are excited because they get to see students that are already out in the shop working. My six new students that started, I say, about 6 weeks ago are already on a boat project. They're working on a boat out in the shop area. They are working on that as too. So looks like we have a call, and we would be more than happy to take that as well.
Yes, we do. This is John in Pensacola. Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel and Boat Smart.
Yeah, just curious. I was in the market for purchasing a boat, but in the process of doing that, where would I take it to have not only the motor checked out, but also the boat, you know, the hull and the fiberglass and all that stuff?
Okay. What size boat are you in the market for, John?
About an 18-foot center console.
Okay. All right. Well, definitely, depending on the motor that's on it, if it's a Mercury or Yamaha or Merc Cruiser, if it's going to be a center console, definitely going to be probably more likely an outboard. But Key Marine can do that for you. They can do an evaluation on it. And it's smart to do that. Have them do an evaluation. Are you looking for late model, hopefully four-stroke type engine? Is what you're looking for?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, good, good.
Yes,
so you can take it over to Key Marine. They would be more than happy to do that for you. If you can talk to the seller and see if they'll allow you to do that before purchase, of course, that's the best way to do it. Have them do a compression check, a leak down check, and then run all the tests on the motor, see how many hours are on it. And they can also look the boat over as well for you, too. So Key Marine can take care of all that. And have them look at the trailer, too. That's very important.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for the advice. Sounds good.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, that's a great thing to do is when you're getting ready to buy a boat, work with that seller to get the boat checked out before you purchase it. That way you can have an idea of what kind of condition the boat is in and if it needs any kind of repairs or anything. Maybe it's not a deal breaker or something, but it also gives you some buying power as well. If you can know what that boat needs, and it's always a good idea to have that boat checked out. I've had a lot of customers that have bought boats without getting them checked out, and they brought them to me after the fact. It was back when I had my business kind of thing, and the boat has a bad motor on it, and they didn't even know it. So it's a great idea to do that. Always get your boat checked out before you purchase it. We do that from time to time over at Georgetown Technical College in our marine class as well. So we do that as well, and for some of our employees of the school district, we'll check a boat out before they purchase it and give them an idea what it needs or what it don't need, or if it's a great deal, what have you. And we go from there as well. So yeah, always get that boat checked out just like you would any car or anything, especially if you're buying something straight off the internet. Also check out Key Marine because they do have some consignments out there, and I know they check their consignments out as well. So we're running down to about a minute left in the show. I know I've talked about Key Marine through the show again. I want to thank them for sponsoring our show. Key Marine Center is located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. You can call them at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha and Mercury Repower Center, so check them out for all your repower needs as well. And check them out for that special. They got 25% discount on all labor until January 31st. That is a great deal, and you can save a lot of money, especially on larger repairs. So check them out on that as well. And then remember, I'm the instructor at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown is located at 2400 Long Lake Drive here in Pensacola. Check them out on the web at georgetowncollege.edu. And again, thank you for Mercury Marine and what they've done for us this last week and the visit that I had with them down at Disney. And now I can say that I've been to Disney World and really enjoyed it. So look for seeing y'all next week, and thank you for listening.